You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast. The following is a review of Oklahoma at the American Theater Company in Chicago. Music by Richard Rogers, books and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, and directed by Damon Kiley. Review by Tom Williams. American Theater Company's Damon Kiley has reinvented the old chestnut, Oklahoma, from a slick Broadway show into a gritty, no-fringe, and folksy chamber piece. The result is an Oklahoma with hearts and grassroots wholesomeness. Oklahoma is reborn in a picnic western musical to a darker, more realistic, and grittier place. The use of a minimal set consisting of a covered wagon that unfolds into a front porch of a farmhouse, together with loads of wooden barrels, set design was by Jacqueline and Richard Penrod, and four folk-slash-country string acoustic musicians gave this Oklahoma a down-home country tone. The folk band included terrific work from Mike Prisgoda on banjo, Scott Sedlicek on guitar, Cody Siragusa on bass, and Billy O on fiddle. Under the direction of Malcolm Rule, an experienced chamber arranger, Richard Rogers' score sounded enchanting and quaint. The string folk sound worked surprisingly well. American Theater Company's intimate stage allowed the all-natural musical and vocals to be enjoyed without amplification. Director Damon Kiley's decision to have us connect with Oklahoma by casting only 12 players, with the principals being actors who can sing, with the emphasis on acting first. The folksy style and deft use of the Oklahoma slang speech allowed for more grassroots character development. We see the characters as teenagers struggling to find their soulmates in rural 1901 Indian Territory, which will of course soon be the state of Oklahoma. Matthew Brumlow plays Curly, a cocky and sassy guy steeped into his cowboy macho. His Curly has depth, swagger, and loads of charm. Brumlow sells his songs from the heart, making his unpolished singing sound more like a sincere cowpoke than a Broadway leading man, and that's a plus. Katie Jeep also plays Lori as a rural farm girl, shy, but totally in love with the brash Curly. We like these two love-struck teens. The terrific work from Susan Petrie as Aunt Eller really anchors the show. She is always in command. This production allows Hammerstein's funny book to dominate over the songs, and you will not see a finer acted Oklahoma than this warmly personal production. Ali Renee Greaves' period-perfect costumes add realism, as does all the dirty faces. Casey Campbell's Will Parker is winning, as he clearly gives Parker's denseness a cute turn. Caitlin Carlson almost steals the show with her frisky and sensual Ado Annie. Kareem Bandili's Ali Hakim was a hoot. And I was impressed by Marty Higginbotham's strong work and fine vocals playing the eerie villain Judd Fry. This cast of 12 sings, dances, and acts their role with spirited sense of community. The dream sequence has some clever and refreshingly new twists that worked extremely well. The singing reminded me of a folk concert or a group of rural folks serenading around a campfire. We see the love between Curly and Lori, and between Parker and Ado Annie develop in strong and several cute scenes. The Rogers score is effectively delivered where the meanings and the moods win over the rich voices. The tunes sounded like real folks singing from their hearts. Songs like I Can't Say No and All or Nothing show Caitlin Carlson's talent. Brumlow and Jeep give a richly romantic twist to People Will Say We're in Love. The essence of what it means to be an American in the West in 1901 comes across marvelously in this effective and enjoyable production. The rousing anthem Oklahoma celebrates the sense of community in the heartland. We see the headstrong and proud teen lovers, the communal cooperation as well as the farmer versus the cowboy feud, strong bonds of friendship, and the shared joys of weddings bring hope for a bright future to all. Oklahoma is indeed Rogers and Hammerstein's celebration of the American rural experience. And this folksy, scaled-down production is a well-thought-out piece that strips Oklahoma down to its basics without sacrificing the brilliant songs or the nostalgic feel. Damon Kiley's direction is visionary. He proves that classics can be reduced without the loss of heart. Again, less can often be more. So come and rediscover Oklahoma, the people's folk operetta. You'll be glad you did, and you'll still leave the theater humming the melodies. This show is, of course, highly recommended. Oklahoma is by American Theater Company, located at 1909 West Byron Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. The running time is about 2 hours and 30 minutes with one intermission, and the show will be running through March 4th. So for more information, call 773-929-1031. Again, that's 773-929-1031.